Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a fun day yesterday watching the Saints beat up on the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, the Falcons have just been so hot that, man, if we're going to win a game, it was so nice to beat the Falcons. And did you love Rizzi? Do you love our new interim head coach? I mean, after a couple of plays toward the end of the game, he's like hugging players. He's showing emotion as opposed to no emotion at all, an embarrassing loss. Well, we lost. Look, I don't want to mock Dennis Allen, but we've got to make this point. What was it that Mickey Loomis saw in Dennis Allen over Darren Rizzi that caused him to pick Dennis Allen? He had head coaching experience, Dennis Allen did, but it wasn't much. And it wasn't impressive. And Mickey Loomis is a leader. I mean, couldn't he see that demeanor of Dennis Allen? Dennis Allen is not a leader. And I kind of got called out 2 years ago. Well, that was actually last season. Because I was kind of hard on Dennis Allen. Say, it doesn't seem like the players are playing for him. And I got called out as, well, what's this guy doing, you know, who doesn't know, he's not even in the business. He's not even in football. What's he doing talking about this? Well, you know, along with a lot of other people, I was right. Dennis Allen was a problem, and the Saints fired him. But, you know, what we saw yesterday in Rizzi is what the Saints have needed. Now, I don't know if this is a golden rainbow and everything is going to be shiny from this point on. I don't know if the Saints are going to win the rest of their games. But what we saw yesterday was also reflected in the players. What we saw in the coach, the excitement of the coach, we heard that from the players after the game, that they responded to that. They responded to Darren Rizzi's enthusiasm, his passion. And again, I just don't know what... Well, okay, I'm going to be honest. The Saints have been run like a family. Not a business. And I guess it was more appropriate to elevate Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, over special teams coordinator. Because one is perceptually more important than the other. Although, as Bobby Abears pointed out, John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, was a special teams coordinator, like Rizzi. And he's a hell of a head coach. But the Saints are run like a family. And damn it, it's not a family. It's a business. They owe it to the fans to treat it like a business. And it's almost like they want to be nice to people. I think that's a wonderful attribute. I think that's really great. But when it comes down to the best person for the job, you got to go with the best person for the job because it's a business. So anyway, I like what I saw, and I know many of you did too. It was a fun game to watch. It was great that we beat the Falcons, who have been so hot, and so many of those Falcons fans came here. They left disappointed. The Falcons are still in great shape in the division. You know, we're not. We're 3-7. No, that's nothing to brag about, but we're 3-7. And, you know, we could go on a run. It would feel good. I mean, it feels good when your team wins. And so it's going to be interesting to see what the Saints have in store for them. But I feel justified because I wasn't just saying it to say it. And sometimes people in the business, there were sports experts, there were people in the business who sometimes don't even notice things they should notice. And I'm not any kind of football genius, but there's certain things that are obvious to the fans. It may not be obvious to them. So I love the Saints. You know, I've been following the Saints longer than Mickey Loomis has been with the Saints, longer than Gail Benson has owned the Saints, and many of us have been there from the very beginning. And I just think that Dennis Allen was a big mistake. That proved to be the case. And Darren Rizzi seems to be bringing life to the Saints. So we take it from here. And let's just be excited and let's have fun and let's hope that this rejuvenates the front office and ownership. Let's hope that this rejuvenates everybody and sort of wakes them up to certain realities that they need to face as owners and management of the Saints. But again, the win was great. Now, what about LSU? What in the F happened there? A total and complete failure. A total embarrassment. In Tiger Stadium against Alabama on nationwide television. It was bad. Any hopes that LSU had of getting in the playoffs were drowned out. And LSU drops to 6-3. And it just doesn't seem possible that they're going to be in the playoff picture. And what has happened to Nussmeier? I mean, this guy was so sharp the early part of the season, and it's kind of like he's falling apart. I mean, he's got some good plays, but what's going on with him? It just seems like he's lost some confidence, or he's trying too hard. I don't know what the answer is. Now, for those of you who are superstitious, what about the caged Bengal tiger that was wheeled into Tiger Stadium for the first time in almost 10 years? This was before the kickoff. This was at the request of Governor Landry. Some might look at this as a bad luck charm because it certainly didn't bring any luck to the Tigers. Tulane won. Tulane beat Temple. But then again, John Curtis could beat Temple. Anyway, Tulane beats Temple. Tulane's number 25. Tulane's in the top 25. What are they? I think 8-2. So, man, congratulations to the Tulane Green Wave. We'll talk about this. An NFL player was fined because he wore a MAGA hat in a post-game interview. See, I agree with that. And for those of you who say, hey, you know what? We don't want our politicians talking about... not our politicians. We don't want our artists. We don't want musicians. We don't want... our musicians, we don't want those people that we go to concerts to go see. We don't want to see them. We don't want to see them talking about politics. Well, professional athletes are celebrities too. Now, I know a lot of people are happy that he would wear a MAGA hat, but you're a hypocrite if you say it's okay for him to wear a MAGA hat, but it's not okay for Roger Waters to talk about politics from the stage, because this is bringing politics into entertainment. I don't think politics should be part of entertainment. We'll get your opinions on that. So apparently Donald Trump is going to nominate Stephen Miller, promote Stephen Miller to be his deputy chief of staff in charge of policy. This is not a surprise to me, but this is, in my opinion, a horrible human being. Stephen Miller shows every sign of being a racist, misogynistic, and against the LGBTQ community. I mean, this guy, to me, represents the epitome of white supremacy. So let's see how that goes. But I don't think that's good. MSNBC's ratings plummeted after the election. We'll talk about that. Bernie Sanders is asking a really good question. What the hell does the Democratic Party stand for? I don't know. I didn't know during the campaign. Did you? I don't think you did. That was one of the big reasons that Kamala Harris lost. Saturday Night Live opened up the show sarcastically, saying to Donald Trump, "We've been with you all along." It was a very interesting opening. And so there is a communications director who worked for Vice President Kamala Harris during the campaign. He's asking that Joe Biden resign within the next 30 days and allow Kamala Harris to become president until Donald Trump is inaugurated. Do you think that's a good idea? Should she be president? Should Joe Biden resign, giving her a chance to be president for just a brief period of time? What do you think of that idea? We'll talk about that. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, who really is very accurate with the things that she learns, she told a CNN anchor over the weekend that retribution will be a big part of Donald Trump's selection for attorney general. And if that's the case, then I think that maybe Jeff Landry, our attorney general, might be a really good choice. A Fox News host, interestingly, was raising doubts about the cost and the practicality of Trump's deportation plan. Maria Bartiromo was questioning whether or not it's practical and the cost of it and whether or not it can happen. Well, Donald Trump said it would happen, so I'm assuming that it's going to happen, and I think that's with day one. All right, this is something that could affect me personally. Steve Madden is now cutting its production in China out of fear that Donald Trump will impose tariffs on Steve Madden shoes. Most of my shoes are Steve Madden shoes. This hits close to home for me. We'll talk about the tariffs as well. And, you know, it's Monday. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And one thing that we are going to talk about today is Veterans Day. This is the day to honor our veterans, not just those who died, but just those who served. All of you who served in the military are honored today on Veterans Day. It's a federal holiday. People like me are working, which I think is it's a disgrace to our veterans that we're actually working today. We just should have dead air today and not even be on the air for our veterans. Just kidding. Anyway, we are going to honor veterans. And if you're a veteran, I want to talk to you. And it's really good that in modern times, we as a society understand more about what veterans went through. Because PTSD, that's nothing new. That's been around forever. But nobody got treatment for it. Nobody understood. Nobody even recognized it until recently. It's a real thing. And it's really good that we recognize it. We all owe a lot to veterans. And we can talk about that. What do we owe to veterans? And again, this is not just for those who died. This is not just for those who saw wartime experience. This is not just for those who were deployed. This is for all veterans. Those of you who were veterans, even within the United States, the borders of the United States, this is for honoring veterans. And every veteran is owed our thanks because of the freedoms that we have. And I hope that Donald Trump doesn't realistically try to take away any of those freedoms. In particular, freedom of speech, the freedom to speak out against the political opposition. We cannot lose that. If we do, that is an insult to veterans. And as we know, Donald Trump did his fair share of insulting veterans. So not respecting freedom of speech would just be another way Donald Trump disrespected veterans. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Hey, did you have a good weekend?
I did. I spent a lot of time doing some pretty careful introspection. If I can just have a few seconds here just to say that I've really been thinking a lot. And I've really been, I wouldn't call it soul searching, but, you know, just kind of a gut check. And I realized that I might have some opinions about some things that are, you know, not quite adjacent to what most people are thinking. And, you know, sometimes I think I know what people want and I know what they should want and I know what they shouldn't want. And so I've kind of moved the ball down the field a little bit, Scoot. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind about something. And I just want to say here that the Kelsey Mix cereal
yes.
is actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I know I said on Friday that it was psychotically bad and I wasn't going to finish the box, but I had like four more bowls of the Kelsey Mix cereal over the weekend, and it's really actually pretty good. It's Reese's Puffs, Lucky Charms, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch all mixed up in one box, and it slaps. It's really good cereal. And I'm sorry for what I said. If I made anybody feel badly about what they want in a cereal, we're all here to do what we're all here to do, man. I didn't mean to yuck your yum. I've come... full 180 on the Kelsey Mix cereal, and I will be buying it again in the future.
Honestly, I think it's okay if you don't like the cereal. But if you like it now, you're honest about it. I think that's okay. But when you spoke earlier, you didn't like it. I came face to face with a box of that at Rouse's over the weekend.
What did you think about what I told you on Friday?
Yes, I just turned, and it was like it was within 6 inches of my face. I just kind of
there it is.
Back a little bit.
Yeah, you never know it's going to pop out.
Kind of a kiosk in the aisle, and I just turned, and it was there.
Yeah.
And I looked at the three cereals, and I don't like any one of them individually. I'm certainly not going to like all of them together. That's just not my deal. If it's your deal and you like it, God bless America.
Yeah, there's plenty to go around. Yeah. You know, there's other things that we can probably meet in the middle on if we're out of sync on the cereal thing. But I want to apologize to the Kelsey brothers and to General Mills on Veterans Day, of all places. I just want to apologize.
All right, but here's the deal. Just don't force me to eat it. You know, don't force me to like it. I meant just society in general. You know, that's the deal. I mean, you know, whether it's a politician or a breakfast cereal, you know, you shouldn't force people to like something. If you like it, that's okay. If somebody else doesn't like it, this is America. Respect their right not to like it. Respect their right to not eat it. Respect their right not to buy it. So, you know, again, it's all about respect. All right. If you want to join us, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your calls and text messages are coming up. We're celebrating the Saints' victory over the Falcons. It sure felt good. Maybe a little bit too late, but it was still a victory, and it is still worth celebrating. And, you know, I got to tell you right now, I think the Saints are in a cool position. You know, I really do. And, wow, you know, Alvin Kamara. Okay, look, Alvin, incredible game. Broke the all-time rushing record as a New Orleans Saint. But dropped the pass.
You got to catch those, Alvin.
You got to catch those. And then the honey badger, who was the honey bun through the whole game, nice and warm and soft. And have you noticed how Tyrann Mathieu slows down when he gets close? If somebody is about to be tackled, he slows down. He doesn't go in for the hit. He slows down and lets the other person tackle him. But then again, he came up with a great interception. So that was cool. And Cam Jordan got his first sack of the season. 10 games in, like 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Finally, Cam got a sack. Anyway, it felt really good. We'll talk about that too. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on this Manic Monday on WWE.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's go ahead and dedicate this song to the LSU Tigers. I mean, this is about the nicest thing you can say about the game Saturday night at Tiger Stadium. Really, and is it just me, or is Garrett Nussmeier, is he showing signs of falling apart? It just seems like he was sharper earlier in the season, and I'm not really sure what has happened. I mean, are teams learning his patterns better? Or is he just throwing more interceptions or throwing more, you know, bad passes? I mean, I feel badly for the guy because he was like just such a bright spot, and now it doesn't seem to be that bright. In terms of his passing. It is Veterans Day. We're celebrating that today. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages, and then I'm going to get right to your phone calls.
Sure. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, this is Paul from Covington. The real downfall for Dennis Allen was when he did not argue for Chris Olave the first time he got hammered in the head. No call, no targeting, when it clearly was. The players felt alienated for that one. Big time. And he never even questioned the hit. That was a big, big time screw up.
Dennis Allen was very weak as a head coach. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that specific moment, but I can understand how that would have been a problem. But I think Dennis Allen was weak last year. I thought he was weak the season before that. I just don't think he's head coach material. And I don't know what Mickey Loomis saw in him to promote him to head coach, other than, oh, well, this is the safe thing. He's the defensive coordinator. I guess he's sort of next in line. He's had head coaching experience, so let's promote him. You know, again, the Saints have been treated like a family, not a business, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've only won one Super Bowl.
In regard to those fighting Tigers, here's a text that says, LSU lost because of the caged Bengal tiger. Thanks, Governor Landry, idiot.
It's a curse.
Man.
It was never a good idea. The animal kingdom retaliated, including those red elephants from Alabama. They've retaliated. It was just a horrible, horrible night at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, Texter goes on to say, hey, maybe next game LSU should try two caged tigers. Sheesh. Here's a text about Stephen Miller, a.k.a. Dracula. It says, lay off Stephen Miller. Your hatred for him is so wrong. He is admired by President Trump and is a great choice for Deputy Chief of Staff.
Okay, so this is America. We disagree. I think he's a pathetic human being. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like what he says. I don't know how much you know about Stephen Miller, but, you know, I mean, I think he is a classic prototype of a white supremacist. And he has said a lot of things that show empathy toward white supremacy.
If your argument for Stephen Miller is that he is admired by President Trump, that's a pretty short leap there, friend. Like, if you don't know anything else about Stephen Miller, okay. But if you just think, oh, he's admired by President Trump, so he must be a good person, yep. That's not really using your big boy brain. I would also offer, if you don't know anything else about Stephen Miller, let's just remember this. In addition to all the very much white supremacist things he's had to say over the years, he was the chief architect of the child separation policy, which broke up families at the border. And I know there's people listening that think, you know, F those people. They're on their way here to leech off our hospitals and schools and whatever. But for you to be the person who put in place a policy that separates small children from their parents at the borders and then ships them into the interior of the country and loses track of those children, so that even if their parents are back in Venezuela or Honduras or whatever, their kids are gone forever. They did not do good paperwork there, and they literally lost an untold number of migrant children. That is monstrous.
You have to be a cold-hearted MF-er.
Yeah.
To do that. I mean, cold-hearted.
And, that's gross.
And cold-hearted is really the best way to describe Stephen Miller. So again, have your opinion of him, but I hope you know something about him before you say that.
In regard to our comments about the Kelsey Mix cereal, some people are texting in about that. I'll just leave you with this one. Soothsayer Sam says, yeah, well, Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut is still just bone nasty. Bone nasty. Soothsayer Sam, you trying to get banned over here, man? You trying to get blocked with that bad take about Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut?
You know,
don't think I won't do it.
When it comes to cereal, just give me Rice Chex. Just give me Wheat Chex.
Wheat Chex.
You know, give me Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, and pop. And they really do talk to you.
Tell me you put some sugar on that at least.
A little sugar. Of course I do.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy about the sugar cereals, although I don't have anything against sugar. But, you know, just give me the basic cereal. I'll put the amount of sugar on it that I want. I like it a little bit soggy. I like the cereal to get just a little bit soggy before I crunch into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. All right. More on Kelsey Mix cereal later.
And you'll only hear it on this show.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Kathy in LaPlace. Kathy, you're on WWL. Happy Monday.
So you are exactly right. Stephen Miller is such a fascist. They not only did they separate those children, they also gave women hysterectomies for no reason. And when they found out, they shipped all of them back to Mexico. And a lot of these women didn't go with their children because they took them away from them. But this is what I want to say. America, a lot of Americans sold their democracy for, I feel like this, a gallon of gas, a loaf of bread, and a gallon of milk. If you can't afford those things, then you should have went and got all food stamps, because losing your democracy is going to be devastating. And number two, what I want to say is these tariffs, people got it all twisted up. If you are buying a $3 shirt from China under Biden, you are probably taking that $3 shirt and you probably selling it for $10 or $15. But under President Trump's tariffs, your $3 shirt is going to probably turn into $5 to $6, which means you're going to sell it to the consumer for a lot more. So if your company is hit by these tariffs, guess what's going to happen to your jobs? Some of y'all going to get laid off. Some of y'all probably won't get a Christmas bonus. And yet taking 11 million people out of the United States is going to hit us like bricks, because these people, they are here working, and a lot of them are staying in hotels, motels. They're buying food out of the restaurants. They are buying food out of the grocery stores, the Walmart. We're going to lose all that money.
You know, Kathy, there is a lot to come with these campaign promises being fulfilled. There's a lot to come. And, you know, I'm going to take a picture of I'm wearing a pair of Steve Madden boots. Again, most of my shoes are from Steve Madden. I like most of the styles. The fit is good. I'm wearing a pair of Steve Madden boots today. They cost about $150. Now, how much are these boots going to cost if Steve Madden moves some of the production out of China? They're going to move it to other countries at this point. But if Donald Trump puts these tariffs on some of these products, some of what we pay, some of these items are going to cost a lot more than they cost now. Now, look, fair tariffs are fair. But the exaggerated tariffs that Donald Trump is proposing is going to create another wave of another kind of inflation. And I wonder how much these boots are going to cost if the tariffs are in place. So anyway, I'll take a picture and I'll post it on my Facebook page. I mean, they're really nice boots, but $150, I don't want to pay more than that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're also talking about the Saints' victory, and today is Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, I would love to talk to you and thank you for what you have done for our country. And again, we're celebrating all veterans, not just those who died, but all those who have served and are serving in our military. Even if you've never been deployed, Veterans Day is for you. I'm Scoot on the air, and the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. More of your calls, more of your texts coming up next on WWL. All right, America has spoken. Donald Trump is the president-elect. He will be inaugurated January 20th of next year, and we'll see what happens. If Donald Trump lowers inflation and I've got more money to spend on me or what I want to spend it on, I'm happy. I will thank him for that. If Donald Trump solves the problem at the border, I will thank him for that publicly on the air. If Donald Trump takes care of all the problems that he says he's going to take care of, I'm going to thank him. I'm a little nervous and concerned about infringement on freedom of speech, because Donald Trump made it known during the campaign that he was going to do what he could to retaliate against people who disagree with him. And he referred to Democrats and people who disagree with him as the enemy from within. People who disagree with Donald Trump are not the enemy from within. That's something reserved for a whole different category of people in America, but not people who disagree politically. So let's see. Maybe that was just a bunch of brazen BS on the campaign trail, and maybe he's not going to really do it. But, you know, we're going to be watching that. Let's get back to some of your calls. We're also talking about the Saints' victory and Veterans Day. Charles is in Baton Rouge. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show. Hello, Charles. Charles, let's see. Let's try this one more time. Charles, can you hear me? Charles, we have a really, really bad connection. Let's see if it clears up or call us back. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, good evening, Scoot. I'm going to start off with my ex-friend, Michael, who's been calling in for 6 months, being unknown for 50 years. He kissed Hillary Clinton's butt so much that his face was red like a baboon's butt. He did the same thing with Kamala, saying how great she was.
All right, Joe, let me remind you.
Wait a second, Joe.
Are you just going to call up here and bitch and complain about things even after you won the election? Because I don't want to hear it. I mean,
no,
are you going to do nothing but
complaining? I want this Michael who you let rant for 5 minutes at the time.
Well, so what? He has a right to. You rant too. So what? He's got a right to do it. You've got a right to talk. He's got a right to say everything that he said.
Well, I got a right to say it too.
Only if we let you. You don't have a right to be on this show.
Well, that's how biased you are.
You're damn right. We're biased against ignorance. And if you want to say something that is part of the conversation without just being mean and hateful, then you say it. But you don't have to be ugly and hateful about it. We don't have to let everybody on. We let people on who we want to let on. That's the way the conservative shows do it. That's the way we do it, too. This is America, Joe.
Yeah,
this is America.
You hadn't been fair with me, I can tell you that.
Joe, you said plenty, and we let you on again. If we wanted to cut you off, we would have shut you down a long time ago, dude.
Yeah, you the dude. You the dude.
Say what you want to say, Joe. Say what you want to say.
You a phony.
All right, Joe.
You a phony.
All right, Joe.
Jennifer Van Ranken ought to be coming after your ass.
You know what? She loved what I did with her. She loved it. I saw her in person, and she thanked me for it. She loved it, Joe. She loved it, Joe. She loved it. Joe, you don't have a right to come on this show. Nobody has a right to come on any show. It's up to the show whether we let you on. And I let a hell of a lot of people on who disagree. Not every show does that. We do that. But you don't have to be ugly and talk about the redness of a baboon's ass. You don't have to be mean and hateful after you win the election. You must be one bitter MF-er. I mean bitter. I mean, I would not want to be you. I mean, one of the worst things in the world would be to be reincarnated like somebody like you. I mean, some people are just miserable SOBs. Well, you don't have to be a miserable SOB on this show. The Saints won. Joe, his candidate won the election, and he's nothing but bitter, vividly describing the redness of a baboon's ass. Joe, it's really interesting that you have such a vivid memory of that. Do you like a baboon's ass? Is that what it is, Joe? And we've been plenty fair to you, but you don't need to call up and be hateful.
You don't get to use this show just to single out one other listener that you don't like and insult them. Like, if you're going to be ugly like that, just go on Facebook where it's okay to be ugly, or go in the Nazi toilet on Twitter and do whatever you want. But you're not going to use this show to do that.
Yeah, and look, I am very content with the way we run this show and the people that we let on who disagree with me. But there's a limit. You know, with Janice, it's like, don't call up with bogus stuff. You know, it's not that we don't like your opinion. It's that we don't like stuff that's not true. Stuff that comes from bogus websites that aren't true. Fox News got into a hell of a lot of trouble lying. We're not going to lie on this show. And you just don't have to be a bitter person, man, especially after you win the election. I mean, I feel sorry for people like Joe. And Joe's not alone. There are other people like him. But, boy, I would sure hate to be living in their skin. Let's go to Herman in Baton Rouge. Hey, Herman. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to go back to Charles. Hey, Charles, welcome.
Hey, you got me this time, I hope?
I got you, yes.
All right. Once again, my provider fails us when you need it most. Good morning, Vietnam, 1969, November the 11th, when I was in country about 2 weeks. I heard that on the radio and say, where am I? I thought I just left the world, but I guess I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate your kind words this morning about me and my fellow veterans. It's, you know, time, I think, people take a little bit and think about that, but go to the lighter side, Saints and LSU. Mrs. Benson saw to it that Coach Allen left the team because Mr. Loomis seems to have the inability to hire good coaches. And if you really look back at his history, you kind of look at that. Same way with LSU. Mr. Kelly did not have a sterling reputation up at Notre Dame, and they were really kind of glad to see him go. And the evidence of his inability to coach is his second loss to an SEC team. He never played one at Notre Dame. So he's learning the hard way that you got to come up here knowing something about football. And I don't think he does. And I think LSU's management, Mr. Woodard, also has some responsibility for that $95 million contract that they are wed to. So
yeah, because he's set. Deep down inside, Brian Kelly's got to know that he's set. I mean, if they fire him, he is set. So when you are set in life, when you are guaranteed money in life, how motivated are you really? I can't speak for Brian Kelly, but I can speak for a lot of people who I don't think would be totally motivated if they knew they were financially set, that they didn't really have to succeed, they really didn't have to work, that even if they got fired, they would be financially set. One of the things that motivates me and motivates a lot of us is that we need to get paid, and we care about being paid because we need it, and we do the best we can every day because we work for our checks.
Unfortunately, I think that's happening with professional and now college ball. NIL is going to be the end of college football as we used to know it.
Yeah, I hope not, but you know, a lot of people have said that. Charles, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in the next hour. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. This is kind of amazing to me. On this day in 1957, Sun Records released Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. It was his biggest hit. It reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 3 on the R&B chart, and it was number 1 on what at the time was the country and western chart. Yeah, it used to be country and western music. Now it's just country music. But the song did well on all of those charts, reaching number 1 on the country and western chart. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It was yesterday, but I wanted to mention it since we weren't on the air yesterday. Yesterday was the day in 2015 that the great Alan Toussaint passed away at the age of 77. He died while on tour in Madrid, Spain. He rode Mother-in-Law, Fortune Teller, Ride Your Pony, Working on a Coal Mine, Here Come the Girls, Yes We Can, and this song, Southern Nights, which was a huge hit for Glenn Miller. Yesterday was the day we lost a great one, Alan Toussaint. And to Joe, the caller we had just a moment ago, Joe, you think you're such a great voice for your cause. You should see the texts we're getting about people thanking me for shutting you down. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.